Hi, I'm Lori Schoonmaker, Market President for National Markets at Highmark Health Plan. Welcome back to Hitting a Higher Mark. This podcast explores topics that are transforming how healthcare is delivered, used, and paid for. Today, we'll be talking about healthcare plans, specifically about what you should know around Medicare and Medicare Advantage. I'd like to welcome our guest, Ellen Gilardi, Senior Vice President of Consumer Market Strategy and Sales. Thank you for joining us, Ellen.
Thanks for having me, Lori, and I'm excited to be here today.
Thank you for being here, Ellen. As we all know, health insurance can often have a reputation for being really complicated. So let's break things down. Can you start by telling us a little bit about what Medicare is?
Absolutely. So Medicare is a federal health insurance program that was started back in 1965 with the goal of providing healthcare benefits for seniors. So almost everyone on this probably had that moment of anxiety in their first paycheck when they saw a big withhold amount, which is really that line for Medicare taxes. So in effect, all of us have been kind of paying for our future Medicare benefits since we first started working.
And who is eligible for Medicare?
So in terms of who is eligible to receive Medicare, it's generally persons who are 65 years and older, who are U.S. residents or legal residents living in the U.S. for at least 5 years. If you're under 65 and have a qualifying disability, such as end-stage renal disease or ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease, you may also qualify.
We know there are lots of different parts of Medicare. Can you walk us through those?
Sure. So often Medicare is referred to as kind of the ABCs of Medicare. So to give a little bit of detail about each of those. So Part A, think about A as the hospital. Those are kind of the big expenses someone might need covered. So it could be a hospital stay. It could be a follow-up in nursing care after a hospital stay. Let's say you have a grandparent who needs to be hospitalized, has surgery, and then goes into a skilled nursing facility. Medicare would help pick that up, as well as some in-home service. Part B of Medicare complements A and is really concerned with more like physicians and things that you would do at a doctor's office. So it could be going and seeing your primary care physician, going to see a specialist, outpatient hospital, ambulance, mental health service, diagnostic, as well as preventative care, which we all know is really important. So if Part A and Part B kind of add up to that total Medicare picture of what's covered by the medical benefits, Part C adds it all together. So Part C is more commonly referred to as Medicare Advantage plans. Those are private plans offered by companies like Highmark that cover everything in A, everything in B together in one plan, and often add in a lot of extras too. And then the final alphabet letter is Part D. So D in this case is for drug. So Medicare started covering prescription drug coverage along with Part D coverage more recently. And that will cover anyone's prescription drug who chooses to purchase that alongside their Medicare plan. Or if you pick a Medicare Advantage plan, have it all bundled together easily.
Okay, that's a lot. So Medicare Part A, B, C, and D. Got it. Can you tell us a little bit more about C or Medicare Advantage?
So what I like best about Medicare Advantage plans is they're a lot like the coverage that you and I have today. So just like our employer offers us kind of a whole bundle of benefits that we just get to make one choice and make sure we're covered, Medicare Advantage plans can do the same for seniors. You have everything in Part A, everything in Part B, but also things that really focus on keeping you healthy. So think about preventative benefits, as well as all the extras that you need to take care of the whole body, dental care, vision care, fitness benefits, hearing aids, even allowances for things like over-the-counter medication. It could be things like vitamins. So companies like Highmark offering Medicare Advantage plans really want to make sure that we're keeping people healthy from the start and making it as easy as possible to access that care. We also want to make sure that we're protecting people if things go wrong. So if you have a large unforeseen cost, a Medicare Advantage plan can really help people make sure that they're not unexpected kind of medical costs surprising their budget. So a basic Medicare plan, you may have to use something called coinsurance, which is you owe a percentage of that entire medical bill. in a Medicare Advantage plan, we protect that beneficiary against big unexpected costs by offering things like a flat copay. So if you go into the hospital, you know right off the bat how much you're going to pay for that service, and those costs don't start to spiral. We even have costs that limit your total out-of-pocket in any year to make sure it never gets too high.
It certainly sounds like there are tremendous benefits of Medicare Advantage over Medicare, the traditional Medicare. I mean, you've covered a lot of those already. Anything else that you can think of that would help us to better understand the advantages of Medicare Advantage?
I think it's important to know that when it comes time to choose a Medicare plan, whether it's when you first retire from work or, you know, when you turn eligibility at 65, you want to work with someone who can help answer all of your questions at that time. Places like Highmark offer, you know, consultations with Medicare experts that you can start mapping out your Medicare journey. So you can think about, let's think about the doctors that I might have today, who I might go to in the future, what time I might choose to retire. And they can help you develop a plan just like any financial plan to make sure you're on the road to success and has that one-on-one personal attention that can get you through all of those questions.
In thinking through the factors of what someone should potentially consider when picking a health plan, obviously we're going to go through that at those consultative one-on-one sessions, but any thoughts come to mind?
What I recommend is when people start thinking about Medicare, they think about their health and their budget. So when you think about your health, think about what's going on right now. Are you seeing a particular doctor? Do you sometimes see a doctor when you're out of state? Maybe you're one of those lucky enough people to get to travel to Florida for long-term vacations. Or, you know, maybe you have a son or daughter that live out of state and you think you might want to stay and hang out with the grandkids sometime. So thinking about that, who you get care, where you get care from, prescription drugs are all important. And then making sure you think about kind of how it fits into your long-term budget. And don't just think about your budget for traditional healthcare. But think about, are you wearing glasses? Might you need a hearing aid someday? Are you paying for a gym membership today?
Well, it certainly sounds like there are many reasons why this can be such a personal decision, specific to someone's very unique circumstances and goals. Can you tell us a little bit more about why that uniqueness is so important?
I mean, everyone's medical journey is going to be unique to them. And I think it's really important to find a plan that can help you through each of those stages and not just think about what's now, but what's coming up.
I couldn't agree more. Can you talk a little bit about when seniors can enroll in the Medicare Advantage plans?
Every year, there's something called the annual enrollment period. So between October 15th and December 7th each year is the time that anyone who's on Medicare today is allowed to shop around for a new plan and try to find one that's the right fit for them. But that's not the only time you can buy a Medicare plan. So when you're first approaching your initial enrollment, you know, when you're thinking about turning 65 or thinking about, you know, your future retirement, you should always reach out early so that you can get, make sure that you have uninterrupted coverage when you transition from your kind of commercial individual plan into a Medicare option. And then if life changes, just like when you're on plans today, if you move out of state or there's a big life change, call because you might find that it's actually an opportunity to switch Medicare Advantage plans then too.
Where can people learn a little bit more about Highmark's Medicare Advantage offerings?
Sure. So we've got a really easy to use website full of examples that I think will resonate with individual circumstances, and we make it easy. It's www.medicare.highmark.com.
Well, thank you, Ellen, so much for joining me to walk through Medicare Advantage. To listen to the extended video version of this interview, we want to ask those listeners to visit us at youtube.com/Highmark Inc. The link will be in the description of the show. I'm Lori Schoonmaker, and I want to thank you again for listening to Hitting a Higher Mark.